are young, confident, affluent, and with no memory of tougher times. We've grown up in an era of never-ending financial growth and expected things to stay that way. We've grown up in owner-occupied homes with total acceptance of technology, global warming, and terrorism. Our whole society has been based around consumerism for the past 15 years, making us dream consumers, yet we don't know the difference between a credit card and a debit card, and we have no idea how much a pint of milk costs. On average, we have 800 illegally downloaded songs, and one in eight of us spends more than £100 a month on our mobile phone bill. We've never read a newspaper, and we've never used our chance to vote. We allow our governments to make decisions by giving us all the facts. They send troops abroad who will die in order that we can steal resources from the people who have them. People who meant us little or no harm until we invaded their country. We allow those troops to commit horrendous atrocities, and yet our leaders hang our alleged enemies for much less. We've spent years entrusting our futures to our parents, our governments, the banks and the corporations that are continually lobbying for their own interests, and we've let them make selfish decisions that have left our society teetering on the edge of ruin. We're blinded from the information that would really shock us by stories of sex and disease, which doesn't make the smallest difference to our lives, and so we have no desire to do anything about the things that really do. We've watched as greed wipes billions off the world's stock markets, destroys jobs and lives, and proves that capitalism is just as corruptible by human nature as communism. These are tough times, but we seek solace in our friends and co-conspirators. We make small differences in each other's lives and dream that we can make real progress.